Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. House of Representatives have now passed a bill that protects Americans' financial freedom. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this bill, known as the CBDC Anti-Surveillance State Act, passed the chamber, and now it rests in the hands of the Senate, and we pray they do the right thing with this.
Yeah, the U.S. House of Representatives passed legislation recently that will safeguard Americans' financial freedom by halting the Federal Reserve from issuing a government-controlled central bank digital currency, also known as a CBDC.
And of course, a CBDC is a digital version of a currency issued by a central bank. And this digital currency is programmable and would give the government ultimate control over Americans' purchases, actions, and movements. But basically, as we've been talking about for quite a while now, these CBDCs are not a good thing because the one purpose they have is ultimate control over law-abiding citizens.
Yes, and we have at Liberty Counsel and Liberty Counsel Action been messaging on this for some time, urging the passage of this exact same piece of legislation, the CBDC Anti-Surveillance State Act. It now has, as you said, passed in the U.S. House. It goes over to the United States Senate. The bill, quote, prohibits a Federal Reserve Bank from offering products or services directly to an individual, maintaining an account on behalf of an individual, or issuing a central bank digital currency, parentheses, i.e. a digital dollar, close parentheses, directly or indirectly to an individual. Further, the Board of Governors for the Federal Reserve System is prohibited from using a central bank digital currency to implement monetary policy or from issuing a central bank digital currency, close quote.
And, you know, I think it's important to know the difference. I mean, because you think, is this like Bitcoin or what exactly is this about? But just to kind of give you an example, we talked about during COVID, these whole vaccine passports. It's the same kind of control that the government wants over Americans' actions, particularly your financial actions, your purchases.
Yeah, so take a look. Let's take it from a couple of different levels here. You say, well, don't we already have digital currency? Not in this way. Your credit card is not this kind of digital currency. So it's totally different than what you would do with your credit card or your debit card. Well, if you look at, for example, what you have with, say, Bitcoin. Bitcoin is digital currency. The purpose of Bitcoin is originally designed for security and to bypass the government, so that you have total financial security and privacy. It doesn't go through a Federal Reserve. It is digital currency, but it doesn't have a central bank. It is outside of the government. A central bank digital currency is similar to Bitcoin in that it's digital, but different, much different than Bitcoin in that it is a central bank. It goes through a centralized government-controlled bank. So it does exactly the opposite of what Bitcoin would do. Bitcoin is to try to get the government out of your finances. A central bank digital currency puts the government right in the center of your finances. And consequently, since it is all digital, just O's and ones, zeros and ones, it's all digital. It's programmable. Now, why would you think about this being significant? Programmable means that somebody can program the value of that money. So, for example, if you have two banks and they both have $1,000 in them, you could program one to have that $1,000 be worth $750 and take the additional $250 and stick it onto the other bank account. So now that $1,000 becomes $1,250. So if you wanted to do reparations, you hear about that. You hear about California wanting to do reparations or certain cities wanting to do reparations. The Federal Central Bank could easily do that by saying, we're going to take money from certain accounts that are of certain number of dollars, and we're going to spread those over to other accounts that are lesser dollars, to just simply, or even if the other account is higher in value, it doesn't really matter, we're going to give it to this other person because of past grievances or problems or injuries that they allegedly suffered in their history of their family lineage. So that can easily be done by programming. The other thing that can be done is, if they don't want you to save money, they want you to spend it, then they can create a negative interest rate so that as you have money in your account, you continually lose money because you need to spend it. So they can literally force people to spend money and not save. And in fact, if you say, well, this is just a stretch of the imagination, no, it's actually being talked about on a global scale. So this is not something that we made up. I wouldn't even think about doing something like this, but that's in fact what's behind the central bank digital currency, to have government know everything about everything you do, every penny you save, every penny you spend, in the control of the government without a search warrant, being able to program it by increasing the value, decreasing the value, by freezing it so that you can't spend it on something that they don't want, or that you must spend it on something that they do want.
I can see them specifically targeting, for example, Christians, those who vote conservatively. Look what happened in Canada with the truckers. You know, during COVID, they shut down their accounts. I could see that easily happening in the United States when these CBDCs come into play.
Yeah, House Majority Whip Tom Emer introduced the CBDC Anti-Surveillance State Act and presented the facts that a digital dollar, quote, could, he said, give the federal government the ability to surveil Americans' transactions and choke out politically unpopular activity, close
quote.
There you go. That's exactly what you said. Yeah. And that's what happened in Canada. Without a CBDC, they were able to find the truckers and those that then contributed money to support the truckers, and they froze their bank accounts.
Right. So if I want to give money to, for example, Liberty Council or to a pro-life pregnancy center or support a candidate like President Trump or another Republican, they could easily take your account and shut it down.
And block it, right. So that when somebody tried to contribute money to, say, Liberty Council, that transaction would be blocked. Or when you go to fill up your car with gas and now the gas pump stops at $5 and you have pretty much an empty tank, you want to fill it up, well, you can't fill it up.
That's all you
Why?
Get.
Because the government says you've already driven enough miles this month, and you really need to start transitioning over to an electric vehicle.
Yeah.
They can force you to buy certain things. They can block you from purchasing certain things. They know everything about everything.
This is communism right here coming into play if we don't stop this.
So this bill passed 216-192. Of course, it's primarily Republican versus Democrat. It should not be a partisan issue because this is about freedom. Now, this is a big issue. We're not going to stop messaging or pushing this. No matter what happens to it in the Senate, we will have to continually move forward with it, because this CBDC, by the way, is like the World Health Organization. This is a global effort for control, and they're not going to stop. They see the ultimate objective. The World Health Organization has already indicated that it wants to incorporate a central bank digital currency along with, Holly, what you mentioned earlier, its digital passport for tracking and tracing.
Sure.
So basically take China's version of the CBDC. China is rolling a version of this out, and they incorporate this, they want to incorporate this with the tracking and tracing for COVID and for anything else. So, for example, on your smartphone or some other kind of device, you have a social credit, and that social credit determines whether or not you can shop, whether you can travel, whether you can pump gas. All of this is digitized so that they would know whether you had the latest vaccine or the COVID shots or the boosters. All of that would be in their knowledge, and they would be able to control it. And if you didn't do what they wanted you to do, they shut down your accounts and starve you to death.
And don't forget, the Biden administration issued an executive order. You know, he likes to rule by executive orders in 2022. That is a plan to take control of the global monetary system using these CBDCs.
And in that executive order, he actually talks about green and equity. So he wants to use the CBDC to push, quote, equity, which is their version of however they want to distribute their money, and also climate change and equity, all part of this global control system. So great news, good development on the House level. We need to continue to push it forward on the U.S. Senate, but we need to continue to make sure that we never have a central bank digital currency here in the United States or globally. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/CBDC.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.